This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show! To Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice. Liz, take it away.
So we just got back from the carnival, and Grianna got a letter from her parents explaining that they were all beast slayers.
Grianna.
And they're all beast slayers, and she also found out that her family has a crest, and she was gifted a necklace with that family crest on it, so she has this newfound purpose, almost. It's very exciting, very new, it's very emotional, and she's excited to keep moving forward.
Kai. Then we went to go drop off the dead bodies at Fort Zaleri, where we ran into Mikos, Milo.
You're on fire. Keep going. You're on fire. You're doing so good.
Yeah. We ran into Milo. She was super great, super fun. Dropped off the bodies. I think we did score some points from that. So even though we didn't get them all, we still got 8 of them. And then Zil took us to the ruins. We learned the history of Burnfort, and we came up with a plan.
Grianna.
A plan that involved looking at the glaive and really assessing if it was good or if it was bad. And what we determined was it is bad. And then we all kind of rallied as a group and decided, like, hey, you know what? We are in this as a true team, and we are ready to take on this tourney. While learning the history of Burnfort and kind of discovering, hey, this place might have a pattern.
Zil.
So Kai still doesn't want to give up the glaive. And then we went back to Jack and Jill's, where Scotty was waiting for us, and she was super mad.
Ooh.
And then I said sorry. We all said sorry. And she said, you missed lunch with Lyco. He was looking for us. And she also mentioned to Grianna to try out for the musical.
So Grianna's going to audition for the musical called Monster the Musical. And after that occurred, Kai went up to her bedroom and found a letter.
A letter from Margiani that said, hey, Kai, I took your dress. Hope you don't mind. Thought it looked super cute. And then Kai went to get it back, and I'm going to say it.
And then they fucked.
Yeah.
All night. And then
all night.
The next day, Grianna tried out for the musical. Grianna signed up to try out for the musical. And then Zil and Grianna went to a comedy club, and then Grianna got uncomfortable because she was talked to by improv one-shot people there. I don't know words.
That's not what happened.
Panicking.
Grianna.
Well, that's not what happened.
We went to
an open mic first, and then I did a song to test out my chops for the audition the next day, and then you went on by yourself because you were uncomfortable.
I wasn't uncomfortable.
Well, you just left. Yeah. You left me, and then you went to an improv show, and you made a friend, but you didn't enjoy the show. You had a classic Chicago comedy night.
And then...
What? Come on, the pace.
We get back to Jack and Jill's, and we run into Lycos, who wants to take us to brunch.
Well, let's keep in mind, I woke up early that day and went and auditioned for the musical and killed it.
Yes, so you get back. You are all, it is Friday morning, okay? Tourney is on Saturday morning.
All right?
You got one day to prepare, and that very morning, Grianna went out, did an audition for Monster of the Musical. Felt it went pretty well.
I'm feeling pretty good about it.
And you guys got back, started to hang out a little bit until you guys went to go do some training or whatnot. But you opened the door, and standing there was someone who Grianna had talked to at a party not but half a week ago. That is, of course, Lyco Sade, who...
Lycos.
Yes. Yes. So he's standing there, picnic basket in one hand, arm leaning on the door frame.
He's so rich.
so rich, so moist. What a
cake. He's glistening.
And he says, hello, I do believe I was owed a brunch.
Lyco.
Oh, hello. I don't think I've met you yet. My name's Zil.
Lyco.
Hi, nice
Zil,
to meet
nice
you.
To meet you.
Lyco.
Grianna, lovely to meet you again.
We have much explaining to do.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear it.
I cannot wait to catch up.
Oh.
Well,
Yes. And Kai.
Yes, Lego. Nice to meet you once again.
We have not met, but it is nice.
Yes, we did at the party.
I'm pretty sure maybe you met him in a dream. Maybe this was fate.
I had a dream about you.
I'm the only one that has met Lego, everyone.
Yes, that is true.
Let's go to brunch.
I dreamt about you.
I'm hungry. We love a good brunch.
Yeah, we're famished. Let's go.
Gays love brunch. I'm just here.
That's my t-shirt.
I'm wearing a shirt that says gays love brunch.
Coincidentally, Zilla's wearing their gays love brunch shirt.
I'm sorry, my other shirt's in the wash. Oh. This is just a coincidence.
Oh, well, let's work on that, shall we? And Lyco turns around, and there is a carriage that has doors on it.
Oh.
And just a horse sort of pulling it. And he walks over to... open the door to the carriage and gestures for the three of you to get inside.
In the carriage?
Yes, it's like a nice, like, you look inside and there are two, like, velvet benches and a bunch of really nice curtains and a lot of, like, beaded, embossed, like, murals on the wall and the sides. And
you sure know how to keep
the windows are a little, like, tinted glass. Like, it's a very, fancy boy.
Ooh.
That's what we all say when we get in.
Ooh.
My, how dare you, mommy.
Whoa.
Wow. This is very nice.
My carriage doesn't look like this.
Slurps up. I'm sorry.
That's a bad place.
Where are we going, Lyco?
I almost said a different catchphrase, and you're lucky I didn't say that one.
I guess I am.
I'll say it. Don't worry.
Okay.
And you're
going
to hate it.
Where are we going?
Oh, the horse knows where we're going. He knocks twice.
Can the horse fill us in?
he knocks twice on the edge once you all get sitting. Who's sitting next to whom?
I'm sitting next to Lyco.
All right. And then Kai and Zil, you guys are sitting on the other bench.
Sitting by the window. I guess
they're
both
window seats.
Window.
I've got great news. They're both window seats.
Hell yeah.
And so Lyco knocks sort of on the wall of the carriage, and the horse begins moving, and you guys sort of pulled along. And Lyco, like, glances out the window and then glances back to the three of you. He has the picnic basket sort of in his lap, and he's just staring at the three of you like, "So how was your trip?"
Oh, gosh.
It was good. It was good. We got most of the bodies. Unfortunately, we were not, you know, that's just a whole thing in itself.
It was very challenging, but we triumphed ultimately. And it was a battle of wits. It was a battle of mental, physical stamina. It was a battle of everything. But you know what? We came out of it more team than ever.
Good training for this upcoming tournament.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'd say.
There's nothing like a near-death experience to really bring everybody together.
So near death.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm spicing it up a little, you know.
You're a storyteller. I understand.
It was very, very spicy. Strenuous.
Spicy and strenuous. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I assume you'll be able to recover from this spicy and strenuous adventure in time for the tourney tomorrow, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Already so quick.
Yeah,
we're basically a full night's sleep. We're good. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe after a brunch we'll be fully recovered.
Of course. Fueled.
Some barmosas.
So you guys sort of engage in idle chat as the carriage leads off. And you can all roll a perception check to see if you guys can figure out, pay attention to sort of the scope of the town as to where you're going.
17.
5.
20, not net.
All right, so, Grianna, you don't give a fuck about directions.
The velvet on the seat is impeccable.
Impeccable. And so, Zil and Kai, you can sort of figure out that you are heading south. You are heading what the natives refer to as off-cliff. Because after a while, you guys sort of, the carriage sort of goes at a very steep decline. And you can look out the windows and you can actually see that you are heading, like, down this very, like, steep and narrow road that winds back and forth, sort of creating a road out of a very steep near cliff face, sort of getting you off cliff. This is known as the Black Barrel Road, which I would say that, Zil, you would know.
Yeah.
Sort of paying attention. And you can just see wineries, nothing but wineries off in the distance, and the two rivers that, of course, make the point that is the Cliff of Burnfort. And so you guys are sort of like heading down this road and you guys are sort of, it's idle chit chat. It's, you know, the weather, the blah, 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 the blah, blah, blah. And eventually you guys sort of get to the location, and the road starts getting way bumpier. It feels like you've headed off, a paved road, and are just sort of like veering off into weird unchartedness. But Lyco's just talking as if like nothing, that the journey does not matter at all. He barely changes in affectation. And eventually he like stops and he looks out the window and like pauses for a second. And you guys can look outside and you can see that nothing but trees. You are amidst rows and rows of grapevines. You are smack dab in the middle of a winery.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
And you're, like, off-roading. It's very strange. But, like, it sort of, like, takes in the air, and then he knocks on the wall of the carriage, and it begins to slow down. He says, nothing is more scenic than a winery brunch.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Oh, the most. Yes.
And the carriage comes to a stop, and he sort of, like, half kicks and half shoves the door open, and then he gestures for Kai's hand in an attempt to, like, help her down.
Oh, God, no hand needed, and I smack it away.
Okay.
Kai, I need a hand. I need a hand over here.
Hey, all right.
Ignore her. She's very blunt.
Or strong and independent.
Didn't hear me say that.
Yeah, Griana, Lyco helps you down
thank
off
you so
the...
Thank you so much. You're so polite and kind of generous.
And then...
I'm okay, thank you.
All right, Lyco just nods at you and you crawl out.
on all fours.
You crawl out on all fours?
No, I don't, actually. I don't.
No. I would quit the podcast. And you all head out, and then Lyco's the last one to sort of join you, and it's very... it's not as ideal as you would kind of hope it would be. The winery sort of looked fun from the outside of the carriage, but you actually get outside, and it's quite cold. It's quite cold, and it's very cloudy, and it's maybe, you know, like a brisk 37, I would say, outside, and He sort of pauses and looks around and says, This won't do.
This won't.
We can take it.
The grapes are hardly ripe.
And he reaches back into the carriage and pulls something out from underneath one of the seats. And it's this staff that actually unfolds.
Beautiful.
I have also one of those. No.
No, you don't. And he points a staff upwards. And from the ground around you, this massive wall of thorns in any other direction sort of arise up and sort of create a dome, all except for a small little hole at the very top that lets in the sunlight. And then he hits his staff on the ground, and several sort of sconce-looking things pop out from around, and they all
sconce.
Light... A thing that
this
would
is
hold
Zill
flame.
Asking, not me.
Yeah, a thing that would hold a flame. It's like
okay.
almost like a torch holder. Yeah, but it is the torch.
But it's
right?
Fancy.
Holy
yeah.
mackerel!
And they sort of pop forth from the inside, and they all light up at the same time in flame. And he better, not the best,
but better,
but better,
but better.
And he sets down the picnic basket, and he opens it, and he out from it comes a picnic blanket. He spreads it out.
Wow. You know what I've got to say? I've seen worse.
I would hope.
Yeah.
I would hope that this is not your worst brunch.
This might be the best brunch.
Well, don't say that till you look at the food. Everyone sit.
Oh, thank you.
And everyone sits down, and he begins to pull out the food, and there's tons of pastries, tons of breakfast sandwiches.
Is there any background music?
No. All right, so he's pulling out... It feels like there's music. That's how fancy it is.
That's how I feel.
That's how it feels. And so he sort of sets out all these different things, and he pulls out an orange juice, and he pulls out champagne, and he pulls out breakfast wine, and it's like there's a whole production, and he's literally pulling things out for a solid like 2 minutes before finally in the bottom of the picnic basket comes like plates and silverware, and he begins handing them out to you.
Wow.
And he says, I'll dig in.
Thank you so much. This looks scrumptious. Thank you so much.
Yes. He puts a breakfast sandwich on his plate.
So I take a plate with a breakfast sandwich on it. And
yes.
Are there, what was the name?
Is there ham?
No, wait, what was
there's
there?
There's a ham and cheese croissant right there.
Is there another one?
There are like four, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I take three.
What the fuck?
Great, you take three.
I'm hungry.
Manners are slipping.
I'm hungry.
Please,
as much as you'd like. I don't want to carry all this.
Back. I would like to point out that my napkin's on my lap.
Did say that to them?
Just to the Jew.
Just quietly? Okay.
Just quietly. I would like to put Zell's
Zell's putting theirs in your shirt?
Yeah.
Very, in your tank top?
It's fine.
In your Gays Love Brunch t-shirt? Okay.
You're covering up the Gays Love Brunch text.
Yeah, it's important for branding. I would take that off.
Fine.
Kai, are you making any changes to your current etiquette situation?
Instead of having my legs crossed, I crossed like crisscross applesauce. I cross them one on top of the other, so my crotch is not out in the open.
All right, we're making progress.
That's good enough.
Lyco has like one leg splayed out, and another, and his other leg has his knee up, and on his knee is like his balancing his plate while he's pouring himself some of the orange juice and champagne mixed together. And
What did we say that was called again?
Barmosas.
A babosa.
That is a babosa, sir.
I will have three babosas, por favor.
I brought four glasses, so maybe one at a time, and then you can just get to.
That's fair.
And he pours you one and hands it to you.
Lyco, this babosa is so refreshing.
Yeah, and what would you like?
Oh, I'll have this croissant witch.
Yeah, feel free to the croissant. I was asking if you wanted any beverages.
Oh, any beverages. Surprise me.
Do you have any, like, pamplemousse?
Yes, right there.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, actually, I'll have some of that then.
Yes, all right. There you go. There are some pamplemousse. All right, well.
Yum.
Pamplemousse is my favorite.
Is there
favorite.
Caviar?
No.
Absolutely not. No, it's,
okay, sorry I asked.
Yes.
Too expensive even for the podcast.
Sorry.
About
is there any Blavliar?
There's no Blavliar. Sorry, I don't.
But is there any caviar?
Okay, let's go.
Okay. So, Lyco, thank you so much for inviting us here to this lovely vineyard, to this lovely brunch, and I had such a great time with you at the party.
Yes,
I can't help but wonder. But you know, what do we owe this pleasure?
Oh, well, I actually, Lavinia let me know that you guys were in town and to pay special mind to you, make sure you were well taken care of. And yes. I realize that I've been quite poor at that for the first, week and a half that you've been here. But I wanted to make sure that you guys were doing all right.
That really is so sweet.
Oh, never been better. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm as dandy as could be.
And we do apologize for blowing off the first brunch plan.
We just got so sidetracked with the tournament and thinking about point. Like, we didn't expect to be there as long as we were.
Of course. And you're dealing with trauma, right? I'm not supposed to know.
Oh.
But weren't you one of the first to find the body outside the party last Saturday?
I was actually wondering, how is that? Do you know anything about the investigation?
Oh, I know very little. It happened on my premises, so I was only...
Can I roll insight?
You can.
Oh, fuck yeah. Bitch. 21.
He's sort of brushing it off. Yeah, for sure.
Can I roll in?
My rule is that you must ask before anyone else rolls.
Okay, that's fine. I was half joking.
Yeah, you were, for sure.
But, like, I'm so sorry if you do not wish to talk about this right now. Definitely, we can talk about this another time. But I'm just
traumatized.
If there's anything that you know, I'm just wondering because, like, Kai was very good friends with that team.
Roll a deception check.
I got a 19.
Please. Oh, I'm.
Fuck.
I've heard quite close. I wasn't privy to the investigation. That is a matter of the state, as you very well.
Of course.
And I am not an official member of the state. Merely a helper of. So I'm not allowed to know things as such.
What kind of helper?
Just sort of a freelance type gig.
Mm, can I roll inside?
Yeah, go ahead.
4.
Great. He says, I just, as I own several businesses around the city, it's a close relationship.
Oh.
How close? Can I roll inside?
Yeah, roll your insight.
Unnatural 20.
He says, well, I consider some of the council members to be some of my finest friends.
Oh, yes. Well, We are so sorry that that happened on your property. That must have really shaken you up.
Yes, it was a horrible thing to have heard about. It's not often that you see a cold-blooded murder in the Imperial Crest.
I mean, who do you think it could have been? A murderer?
Honestly, do you have any suspicions?
Honestly, I don't. I'm busy trying to figure it out on my own.
Oh, what are you doing to figure it out on your own?
I'm just asking around, mostly.
And anyone been any help?
Absolutely not. It seems to be rather hush-hush.
Yeah.
No, it's hard to find out anything in this town. I feel like everyone's a little bit hush-hush.
I'm glad you get it.
Yeah, you know, I try.
Speaking of, how are you enjoying Burnfort? Are you liking her vices?
Oh, it's lovely.
I love it.
We just actually went
beautiful
to
beautiful city.
Yes, we learned more about the history the other day.
Yes,
the
ruins. Very illustrious. Very illustrious. Yeah. Are you considering a permanent residence? I know that you were dehomed.
We're still figuring that out.
That is something for the future, I feel.
It's definitely a possibility, but we just don't know yet.
Right, yeah. Right. And I honestly, like, I'm the type to bounce around anyways. Is anything really a permanent home?
Yeah, but, you know, we're kind of your permanent. We'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about that later.
So I'm wondering, I mean, have you gotten brunch with any of the other teams? I feel so special.
Not like brunches, but they often come to my establishments, and then it doesn't hurt to talk, you know?
Yeah. What are your establishments, by the way?
I would
love to check them out.
Oh, yeah. I own several. I own Authenticity. I own...
No.
Yes. We love Authenticity.
Yes, we do.
I own The Refuge.
Oh, my gosh. I was there the other night.
Oh, how did you enjoy it?
Very much enjoyed my experience. I loved the dance floor, loved the lights, loved the bedrooms.
What? Wow. I'm very happy.
I got a tour.
What?
I got a tour.
I say that. What?
When'd you go to the bedrooms?
Well, this is why I got a brunch. We could talk about this too later.
Oh, brunches are the best time to talk about things like bedrooms.
Hot goss,
sure.
That's true. Hot goss and brunch.
Yeah, like, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? I feel like we've just been, like, interrogating you.
Yeah, like, what's your story?
I feel like we've just been interrogating you. Let me do it a little bit more.
No, just, you know, tell us about, like, what you like personally. Like, what's Lyco like?
What is Lyco like? Well, I mostly just spend my time either catering to my businesses or just the city, you know, honestly, very boring home life. All work, nearly no play, trust me.
Well, we should hang out more.
Oh, I'm sure you'd love to, I'd love to, but gauntlets make people pretty busy, do they not?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if we ever find the time.
Yeah.
And I do have a serious question. Is there any way I may help you?
Oh, help us.
Well, got any insight as to what tomorrow brings?
Mm. We were gone for training.
We were gone for training.
So unfortunate. May I ask, though?
Yes.
If you require anything in return.
Oh, none whatsoever. I promise. It is under the favor of Lavinia's that I am helping you.
Lavinia.
Yes. So, I must.
Lady.
What a lady. What a lass. I would find your best wrestlers.
All right.
I'm pretty good at that.
Wow.
So. I'm pretty strong.
The training on Wednesday was a wrestling sort of hand-to-hand combat training session.
Yeah, so. I really think that's what I specify in most, if you couldn't tell.
We got a big gal over here.
Oh, my gosh. I love to wrestle.
Yeah, I win when we... Yeah.
I'm sure.
I win and lose.
All brawn, this team, I promise.
Yeah. She's like, I'm just so cut, you know?
You are.
Yeah, Zill.
Have another pamplemousse.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
So, I know the people's vote is very important.
Indeed.
I know that you've probably heard our reputation around the town. I mean, you're very well known.
Mm-hmm.
What advice would you give us to kind of improve our reputation and maybe gain a little bit more of the people's vote? Because we really are here to do good. I mean, we came here from nothing. And, like, we are a very, very, I don't know.
We're good people.
We're good people.
We honestly are. And the sewers were traumatizing.
We found ourselves in a bit of bad luck in the beginning. So it was just, it's just a little unfortunate. We'd like to get to know more people.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, that the Burnfort's language is very much power moves. You can try to subtly improve yourself, but you don't have a lot of time to do so.
Right.
It is a go big or go home situation.
Yeah.
Almost every way.
We are big, let me tell you.
I think if we go big enough, we'll win them back.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're already there. I mean, haven't people's opinions like slightly changed? You know, we made an appearance at your party, and you know, we've gotten closer with some of the teams.
Yes, you have.
Right,
I've
they're
noticed.
Taking a liken to
You've
us.
Noticed?
I mean, as oh yeah, no, would
well,
you
I
know?
Mean, yes, it's my job to notice, but
yeah,
oh. I think that that's definitely a step in the right direction. But I think that you're not, you know, when an average person thinks of the hero teams that are here competing, you're not one of the first five that come to mind.
But
know?
Are we number six?
I think you'd be pretty close to that number.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
But
maybe steps.
But you know, last thought of, first gone, right? The people's vote matters quite a bit. Like Septus, your friends, crushing it. They're actually pretty popular amongst the higher class, I would say, right now.
Yeah, they're cool.
They're very cool. So yes, I would just say, I cannot think of what it would be, but big moves.
Big moves.
I do also have a favor to ask you, though.
Oh, yeah, what's up?
The halfway point is where things in the gauntlet begin to go awry. Just in general, things start getting messy. And I would love to hear about it if they did.
You want to hear about it?
I would, yeah.
Like what kind of messy are we
yeah.
talking about?
Yeah, what are we talking about? What do you have in mind?
Oh, last year there were several sabotages. There were...
Oh, like cheating.
Yes.
What would you do about it if we told you? Report it?
Guys, I think he's asking us to narc. You know, we're not
narc.
Snitches.
You know, I think that... We would love to tell you about it.
Yeah. Thank you. I would love to hear about it.
Yeah.
And, of course, that means if I hear anything about any ill will towards you.
Oh. Of course. We would be happy
Can we shake
to have
on
that
it?
Information.
You would be the first to, absolutely.
Let's all shake on it.
Sweet.
Okay.
I'll shake on it with you as well.
Right? He shakes all three hands.
And also, are you having any more parties anytime soon? Oh, wait. No, you're probably not because the crime. I'm sorry.
Murder at his last party.
Yes, we're giving it a brief grief period.
Yeah.
But I think next weekend you'll see us around.
Okay. Oh, boy. That was awkward. But like, yeah, I mean, we will keep our eyes and ears out. I'm glad that we've come to an agreement on that.
Of course.
Yeah, that's
a wonderful partnership.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And as an act of goodwill, I will... Milosh and I yesterday were discussing your
Milosh
situation. And I would like you to know that I've arranged for some help.
Beautiful. Thank you so
in
much.
In what way?
In
Thank
the
you.
Way of a fourth. You no longer have Mavis on your team, do you not?
No, we don't.
Unfortunately, no.
No.
Unfortunately,
she no. had to go
Really
home.
Tragic to hear about that.
Yeah,
yes, went right home.
An emergency.
Yeah.
An emergency yeah. sent her home. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Shame. Lovely girl.
Anyways, yeah, who's this fourth?
Oh, I will let her introduce herself, but she will be back at Jack and Jill's when you guys return home.
Okay.
Oh.
Yes.
And
so.
Her name is Blavis.
Her name is Blavis. It's Blavis.
Mavis with a mustache.
Mavis with a mustache, yes. just as sort of an act of goodwill, Lavinia would murder me outright if I had let that go by the wayside. So just asked around. Found someone who had lived in Langdale for a little bit and could be somewhat decent towards helping you in winning a gauntlet.
Wow.
Oh, really? They
so
lived
much.
In Langdale?
Lived in Langdale?
Yes, for several years.
Oh.
I don't know them, but yes.
Cool.
Amazing.
Well, that is so, so amazing of you, Lyco.
Yeah, thank you
I
so
really,
much.
I mean, I don't know what we did to deserve your friendship.
Oh, Milosh was very, very sympathetic after you did the great honor of returning those dead bodies.
Really?
So he was more than happy to
Milosh
help.
Was, I had yeah. a good feeling about that guy.
Yes.
Milosh is very,
very,
very
good
nice
soul.
Man, yes.
Very good soul.
Nice person.
Yes, very much cares about the people.
Wow.
Maybe he's got our people's vote. Anyways, join
hey,
us.
Let's
have another
this,
babosa.
Yeah, let's
cheers.
Get this
let's cheers.
Going.
Before I pour it, I have a final and comfortable question.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
And you see his face sort of change and get a little bit more serious, and he leans in.
We lean in as well.
Yeah.
I need to know if you've heard any whisperings of the Despara where you've been in town.
I'm sorry. How How do you...
May I ask an uncomfortable question?
Oh, please.
What do you know?
As...
How do you know we know you? Who and how?
I mean, I'm on speaking terms with Lavinia. I've read the reports from...
Okay.
Can I roll insight to see if he's fucking with us?
Yes.
16.
He seems to be very serious about this subject. And what are you trying to gain insight on?
If he's, like, just saying, like, I've read the reports, I talked to Lavinia, or if he's like, trying to just...
No, he's...
If he's trying to get it out of us that we
know. Those statements are true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't get a sense that he's, like, trying to
No, he's not being smarmy. This is actually probably the most business you've seen him.
Okay.
I've seen no signs. I mean, no one's really talked about it.
Roll a deception check.
Okay.
Do you realize you're not telling the truth?
Yes, but I thought my acting was very good.
Hold okay, on. Well, you may roll your deception check.
It's a 13.
Look,
Natural 20.
Look, okay.
Okay, there's been some...
I think we're a bit on edge on this, so... Pardon Kai's.
Well, I mean, there was like a black feather, but who knows what that is?
We received a black feather
on all of our
pillows.
On your pillows.
Tattoos mm-hmm. started fading.
Tattoos?
We have tattoos, and I unveil.
Fuck. I shouldn't have said that.
I unveil my tattoo.
And Lyko takes it in, and he. This gives him great pause.
This happened to all of us.
When did you get it?
So about a month ago, they appeared on our wrists.
Was that the same time that you ran in with a Dispara?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You all three have them?
Yes, in different locations.
Where's yours?
On my body. It's on my ankle.
It's on my chest. You can probably see it peeking out of my...
Yes, looked just like an affect. I have several as well, but none of them...
Mine's on my hand.
When did these happen to you?
About a month ago.
Did someone pin you down?
And no,
you?
They just appeared. They just appeared.
After our...
The tattoos appeared the night after the attack on Troutbeck. We don't know how they got there. We never went to a tattoo parlor. We promise.
They're unnatural looking.
Yeah, and they've been fading a bit. We really don't understand what they mean or why they're here. That has been extremely unclear. But let me ask you something. These are extremely personal to us, and we are terrified at the same time. So we need to know that we can trust you with this information.
Oh, I promise. All of my heart.
Roll insight?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
All right, everyone.
I exploded.
All right.
Hey, I got a 9.
I got a 16.
He looks like he's promising his best intentions towards you.
Okay.
Do you happen to know what the black feather might symbolize?
I mean, pretty sure it symbolizes the Vrock.
The Vrock, right. But
yes,
like
the
a
raven
deeper
type thing. No, that just seems to be just a threat.
Do you
I've seen
have,
a few of those in
yes.
my day.
Yeah.
Do you have people who have their eyes and ears out for the Dispara? Or
yes.
are you? Who are they?
So they're obviously here.
Yes.
We just need to.
The Dispara
look a
is in Burnfort.
Yes.
Do you think the Dispara has anything to do with the murder?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you do know more about the murder, you just weren't telling us?
Yes.
Okay. What do you know?
That's about it.
Are you being honest this time?
Indeed.
I'm rolling insight.
I'm rolling insight as well.
I'm not.
Oh, 14.
23.
Seems pretty honest.
Okay. Well, we trust you.
Another nat 20 in the bag.
But I got a 23.
I'm not rolling insight, so I can still be suspicious of it.
Yes.
I got a 23.
Yeah. I rolled a natural 20, which means a 35.
Okay, that's fucked up.
Damn it.
So, then, Lyko, you think that they were involved in the murder?
Yes.
You know that that was a threat when they put their feathers on
I would
our
figure.
Pillow. Do you think that they were trying to kill us that night, or was that a warning sign?
Yes. I don't think that the struggle revolves around you, no.
The struggle revolved. Oh, so that murder was not involved. That didn't involve us at all?
I would think not.
So they're just wreaking havoc in general.
Somewhat.
Their havoc might have a purpose. We're just not understanding it yet.
Correct.
Would you let us know if we were ever in trouble?
I would.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I'll actually see to it that Jack and Jill's is fortified a bit more. Just some general protections, as they do not exist right now.
Do you know of anything we should be looking out for? Any signs, any warnings, any trends that you've noticed in the area that may suggest?
No, catching them seems to be the hardest part so far. It's okay. Not like they're walking around in dark hoods.
No. Are any of the teams under a little bit more of a suspicious eye for Despara activity?
I would argue that they all are.
Oh. Well.
I could probably tell you that at least one competitor in this gauntlet is a member of the Despara.
Oh, boy.
Minimum one. Unsure of maximum.
Regellyville. Those losers.
They could at least use their powers to be good at improv.
My God.
Well, do you have any more questions?
For us?
Mm. For us.
I don't think so. I've asked all my burning ones.
Do we have any more questions for him?
How will we be reached, if you know of anything? And how can we reach you?
I figure you'd find us. But yeah, how can we reach you?
Oh, if you need to reach me, just let Scotty know.
Okay. Oh, of course.
Okay. Is this Scotty? How much does Scotty know?
Scotty knows everything. And I've come to just understand that.
Yeah, all right.
I've just come to just accept that and just take with it as I will. Also,
she just knows where. Yeah, she's more familiar with how messages are spread throughout the city. She's a native of Burnford, and that's sort of the point there. Yes. Any final questions for me?
Not that I can think of.
No, I can't think of anything at the moment. But
well, do you have a history with the Despara?
I do not.
Are you gonna roll inside?
No, because they have a plus 15 on their
insight. No, they don't.
A natural 20 is just like 35. That's just what
that's
it is.
That's because it's like, that's how good it is.
Oh, God.
It's like you cannot compete with that.
Yeah.
Right.
I have a question.
Yes.
Can I get another breakfast salad?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Where's the salad? The potato salad.
Here. The
fruit salad.
Picnic basket is yours. Think of it as a memento of your time spent with me.
It's beautiful.
Wow.
Nobody heard what I just said.
No. What'd you say?
I said, where's the fruit salad? I'm a fruit.
Thank you. Thank you for your really good contribution to this podcast.
The picnic basket
is a memento?
The picnic basket, yes, please. The blanket as well.
Well,
Oh my God, the blanket is made of, is this llama?
You know it.
Oh.
Llama.
You knew.
Llama.
Wow, thank you so much,
Lyco. Thank you so much for this brunch.
Again next Sunday?
Oh, I'm a little busy, I'm afraid. Okay.
I think I have other plans.
Will we see you at the tournament?
Oh, yes.
I have a date.
Yes, I am looking.
You have a date, so?
Let's talk about that later. I'm
looking forward to it. I will see you there.
Okay, we will see you there.
Catch you later, skater.
Sweet potato.
Good one, Griana.
Thank you.
That was so good.
It's nice to know that we have somebody else that we can confide in here.
No.
It's nice to know. It's nice to know.
I still think he's holding out on us a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but we're playing the game.
I think so, too.
That's true. I got some info. I got some leads.
It's the name of the game.
All right. So you guys get back into Lyco's carriage, and he begins taking you back up to Jack and Jill's. You guys reach your stop. The carriage comes to a crawl. The horse knows where it's going. And he pops the door open, says, well, lovely brunch.
Lovely.
Lovely.
So I hope we get to do it again sometime.
Oh, truly. I absolutely do.
I know it's up in the air right now, but thank you. Brunch!
Brunch!
Anyway, I gotta go change my clothes.
And you guys get out of the carriage.
That shirt doesn't apply anymore.
And head back into Jack and Jill's. You all go, brunch, or whatever Zill said. And you all...
It was brunch.
Was it? I don't remember the sentence. I don't remember the sentence. You just shouted brunch. And you guys begin to climb out of the carriage. And Lyco gives you sort of one last wave before the door seems to shut on its own.
He could have shut it. We don't know. Our backs are to the door.
Well, are they?
Yeah.
And then it just starts trotting off. The carriage disappears into the distance.
Bye, Lyco. That was really interesting.
I'm sorry.
You guys, that was insane. So he knows about the Despara.
Yeah.
I kind of got like, maybe what if he's a part of the Despondent?
I think he is.
I think
honestly.
he has. I don't know about that, but I think he definitely has information he didn't tell us.
That's so.
Anyway,
rude.
Let's go back in to Jack and Jill's, I suppose.
All right, let's go.
All right. Do. So you guys, you walk.
Anyone
back
else a little turnt from those babosas?
No, I'm
nah,
fine.
It didn't hit me.
All right. Brianna, you're a little tipsy.
I'm a little tipsy.
And you walk back into Jack and Jill's, and it seems to be pretty much business as per usual. Jack's over there at the counter, sort of cleaning up from the brunch haze. You know, people have started to leave. You know, it's right before that big lunch surge. So the place is a little empty, except for one booth, which is occupied by a rather tall human.
Yeah.
And tell me what's up.
What's up with her?
Yeah, tell me what's up.
Yeah, no, she's eating a really, like, protein-filled breakfast.
Yeah, so I'm thinking
eggs.
I
like her already. A lot of eggs, a lot of meat. It's, like, fucking huge. And a beer.
Breakfast beer.
Yeah, breakfast beer. And she's, she's really tall and kind of, like, imposing in this booth, probably.
Yeah, it's definitely, you definitely could not fit another person.
No. And so she, like, aesthetically, she has kind of, like, unbrushed, thick, red hair and, like, undercut that you can see because her hair's all swooped to the side. And she's covered in freckles. She's really muscular. And she shows off all her muscles because she's wearing, like, a chainmail crop top muscle tee situation. Gold chainmail. So you can see, like, her, like, washboard abs and, like, thick muscles. And she's just, like, stuffing, like, a piece of bacon in her mouth. And she, like, leaning against the, probably next to the booth is, like, a ornate shield.
Yeah.
I go, what the fuck?
I go, whoa.
I go, do you guys think that's our new fourth?
I hope.
Should we?
She's so
fucking
cool.
Hope.
Should we approach? Yeah. I feel a little dirty. Like, all of a sudden, I feel like.
I'll approach.
I also feel
I go.
Dirty.
Okay. I go.
Okay, so
Hello.
The three of you walk over. I'm like chugging a beer. Yeah.
Hi.
My name is Zill.
Hey, dude, what's up?
Okay, no handshake. That's great.
Oh, I'm joking.
I don't know.
Yeah, hey.
What's up?
I go, Kai Abadite, and I shake your hand really tight.
This is all very forward. Are you a fourth?
I don't know what that means.
We're looking
man.
For a fourth.
That's fair.
Yeah, wow.
Hi, we're team. I'm Griana Arande.
We're not team Griana Arande.
No, but I am. And are you team
like starstruck.
Langdale? Are you?
Oh, yeah. You guys are the sewer team, right?
Yeah.
No.
We're the sewer team.
We're
yeah.
the amazing team.
Yeah.
We've actually gotten a new nickname, the amazing team.
Yeah.
No, I was
didn't
just,
hear about that, man. That's awesome.
I was just wondering if Laika said he had a fourth person for us because we're missing a fourth person. Are you?
I don't know who that is, but I talked to my friend Milos.
That's true.
Yeah.
That works Milos. For me. I guess you're in now. What's your name?
My name's Dylan, man.
Oh, sick.
Dylan. Man's.
Man's Sweet. Not my name. It's
oh.
just a
What's
thing
your last name?
Rose.
Dylan Rose.
Yeah.
Every rose has its thorn.
That's...
And every...
I think I read that in school, dude.
Dude.
Yeah.
I went to school once for a couple days. I think I read that, too.
Yeah, man.
Right, and every cowboy sings a sad, sad song?
Yeah. So you guys need my help?
Yeah, yes.
I mean, we don't need your help, but
really
we'll gladly
no,
take you on.
I think we kind of need
I'm
your
really
help.
Into this, like, poetry I'm getting.
Dylan Rose.
Yeah, what's up?
So, where are you from, Dylan? Yeah. I heard you hung out in Langdale.
Can we sit
bit?
With you for a second?
Yeah, wait.
Yeah,
that's all,
yeah man, sit.
Could I just...
You want some breakfast?
Yeah, could I have
I
an
I'm
egg?
A, well,
yeah,
we,
dude,
I
have
just
an
take
egg.
A handful of eggs and I eat them.
I'm a little
like
full
you.
From brunch.
brunch.
A little full from brunch.
So, Zill, you actually can manage to probably sit next to... To sit next to Dylan.
Thank God.
But I think the other two are a little too burly.
It's a tight squeeze.
Yeah. Please have my eggs, please.
Wow. Thanks.
And so you're all sitting at this booth.
Yeah. No, yeah, I lived in Langdale when I was like 7, I think. We moved to Burnford when I was 14.
Whoa.
Sick.
So
yeah.
How do you know Milos?
Oh, he's like my boss's boss's boss.
And like, what? How did they know to appoint you to us? I mean, were you interested in the tournament?
Yeah.
What's your history? Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. I've always kind of thought about doing it, and then I was like,
nah. But then I thought, why not, you know?
That's so true.
Yeah, you know, that's how we got here. Yeah.
That's awesome.
We never really thought about it, but then our town burned down, and then we were like, why not?
Yeah, we get time to kill.
Because then we were like,
I heard about that. Yeah,
they were like, you have to go to the tournament. And we're like, oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm like, why not?
If you want us to, if you really want us to.
I don't know.
I like helping people, and you guys seem like cool people that could use a hand. So.
Yeah. Can I ask you a personal question?
I think we're already
challenge you to an arm wrestling match?
You absolutely can, dude. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Sick. Oh,
can I ask you a question also?
Yeah, please.
I think I know the outcome, but can I also challenge you to an arm wrestling
dude,
match?
Dude, I've never felt more excited to meet people in my life. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I mean, I've always said there's no better way to get to know somebody than through an arm wrestling match.
Yeah,
always said that.
I'm going to say that you haven't.
Definitely never heard you say that.
Y'all don't know me.
But I will say, in all the time I've known you, you have said that.
See?
So.
Well, you've known each other for like 5 seconds.
Finally, somebody gets me.
I know, I have. I've known them for like no time.
Yeah, but like, I could already tell that like, you could see kind of like someone's soul. You know, like in
dude,
a really good
so
way.
That's so nice you say.
Yeah, I feel like
I don't know
you're
what's
that
happening.
Cool.
I like your hair.
Mine?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, that classic high pony.
I know, it's classic, dude.
Thanks.
All right, so I need to know which arm wrestling event
yeah,
is happening
me.
First.
I go first.
Okay, so I need you both
you
to make.
You go next, Brianna.
Oh, I guess I will go.
All right, you guys both make a athletics check.
Oh. Good.
Unless you'd like to...
Well, no, I have +8, baby. I would love to roll athletics.
I would love to do acrobatics.
No.
Why do I have
a nat one?
Oh, no.
Holy shit.
Oh,
I got a 23.
Did you break the fucking table?
Your elbow just gives out almost immediately as
holy
just Kai
shit.
Just slammed her
holy
down.
Holy shit. Are you okay?
Yeah, dude.
No. Are you okay, Dylan?
Damn, Kai.
How do you feel?
Be nice.
Hell yeah.
No. I never lose, man. That's confusing. I like you.
Kai's like blushing.
We're all of a sudden like
that's
a little less starstruck.
Freaking awesome. I high five you.
Oh my God. High five.
Yeah. I love you. I love her.
That's how you know you're in the group. Kai doesn't go
badass.
I mean Kai doesn't go hard on it.
You should have seen
hard.
What Kai did to the last girl.
It was me and she beat the shit out of me.
Oh, we don't
she
need to talk about
nothing.
It.
Nothing, yeah.
I mean, what?
All right, so are
my
you
turn.
Settling up? Oh, sorry, Kai. Okay,
I
Brianna,
can't
Brianna,
rolled
and Dylan.
That one.
I know,
my
it's sad.
Thing.
I'm sorry.
Nickelodeon.
That's not a number.
Sorry.
Yeah, it is.
14.
All right, Brianna, your hand is slammed down into the table.
Ow.
Very mercilessly as your opponent rolled a 21.
Ouchie, wow, wow.
I got my groove back, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you. Like you said, you never lose.
Kai was a warm up, right?
Yeah,
for sure.
All right, and then Zil and Dylan.
Am I rolling strength or athletics?
You may roll whatever you'd like.
Okay, well, that is a 27.
I got 25.
Oh my.
What did you roll? What'd you roll?
I rolled a 19 and my athletics is +8.
What the
How
fuck?
Is your
my athletics is also +28. What the
I
fuck?
In my rogue level, I get a skill that's doubled. And since I'm really
this.
Bad at strength, I chose that.
All right.
I work out
she
a lot.
Has been working out. She's been training. Working.
I told
what?
You guys, I'm jacked. I wasn't joking when I said I love to wrestle.
Oh my
man, you guys
God.
Are just like boning me, man.
Nah, well, wow. Hi, don't worry. You yeah. still won against me.
Hey, no, you did a great job.
You did too.
You did. It was a fair fight. You almost had me.
Yeah, I mean, like, no one had me more than her.
You know what? Can I? Hey, Jack, can I get a pitcher of gobbleritas for the table?
All righty, I heard you won a set of gobbleritas coming up.
What's a gobblerita?
Oh.
Is that the answer?
think of like a beautiful like tropical slushy with a little bit of
tequila
in it.
That sounds like magic heaven, man.
It is magic heaven, and it's kind of like a creation of ours. Like we kind of stumbled upon it first. I think I'd like to think.
Wait, okay. You're so smart. You invented a drink.
Well, I think our town did. I think it originated in Troutback.
Yeah, I guess you were too young to drink.
I mean, I think we're like the same age.
Well, no, I'm saying when you were 7 and living
yeah,
there.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
26, nice.
Yeah.
I have a birthday coming
age.
Up.
Close in age.
Wait, Zil, when?
Oh, you know.
When is your birthday?
No, when's your birthday?
You know, it's like soon.
I had it on the calendar in the back room, but you know, that burned down. So.
Yeah, you're right.
Dude, do we gotta get a present?
Oh, no, you don't. Oh. No. My birthday's never been really a big deal.
Yes, it is.
But what is it? We threw them a party last year.
Whoa, how was it?
It was sick. Right, Zil?
I think they forgot to invite me. I didn't know I wasn't there.
Sick. Oh, that's like the best kind of party, you know?
Yeah.
What?
I've never been to a party. I don't know.
They're
really?
Fine.
You've never been?
No.
We went to a party
I don't
the
go to
other.
A lot of parties.
Oh, you're going to have to come
out. Well, I mean, this is kind of like a party right now.
I feel like this is a party.
I think this is better than
Jack
a party.
Jack has brought out a set of a pitcher and then four Gobblerita glasses and sets that down and says, y'all have fun now, but not too crazy. It's still the morning.
Okay, let's do another contest.
I like squeeze guys. And I'm like, what do you do, man? What do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, man, you know, I like freaking curl rocks.
That's great, dude.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I can show you my workouts one of these training days.
I would love that, man.
Yeah, I got a great booty building workout. Actually, I'm telling you, this ass rock solid. I'm guessing yours is too, though.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to train today because the tournament is tomorrow.
Yeah, right. Do you have a regimen?
I usually follow Kai's lead.
Yeah, or she does Zumba.
I also started Zumba with my friend Marge.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you'll love Marge.
Yeah, you'll
really?
Love her.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
She's incredible. Yeah, no, I do Zumba a little bit, but naturally I'm pretty muscular. It's like a natural build that I have.
I can see that. You look great, man.
Thank you. It's weird. Like, people have always complimented it, but it's just like, I don't know. I guess that's just what my body looks like.
No, you have a great body, man.
But you do too. I'm honestly a little bit starstruck, and I don't even know why.
I don't know why either.
I pour Dylan a big tall glass of Gobblerita and I just scoot it.
So Dylan,
yeah, wow, this is a lot.
Tomorrow's challenge is a wrestling challenge. We have reason to believe.
Oh wow,
we've been a little bit tipped off.
Okay.
So we just kind of, I think we need to strategize and train for that for tomorrow. I think that's our main objective right now.
Yeah.
Do you have like wrestling experience?
Oh, for sure. I love wrestling.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course you do.
So do I.
Yeah, that's like my thing.
That's my thing too.
My work.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm a soldier.
Oh, shit.
Badass.
Yeah, I kind of fight people for a living, man.
Okay, so
we found our wrestler, guys.
So yeah, please tell us way more about you.
Oh, wow, that's so forward. I've never gotten to know people.
Unless you're not comfortable with it. Yeah. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
You guys are really nice to me.
Do you have, like, a close group of friends here?
I got some people I hit the gym with. That's about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I moved around a lot, so I didn't really get good at keeping friends.
I feel that. I moved around a lot, too.
If anything happens when you hang out with us, it's usually you become so traumatized you have to stay close forever. So
that is in us in a nutshell.
That sounds abrasive, dude.
No, man, it's fun.
Okay.
You have a lot of stories.
Yeah, no, I got some people at the gym with, just a couple guys, and that's about it, really.
Well, cool.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. What else do you want to know?
I mean, do you have any suggestions for how to train for a wrestling-like challenge?
Yeah,
tomorrow?
Do you want to lead today's, like, training day?
Yeah. I mean, well, don't you got the Zoom? The Zumba?
I got the Zumba.
You got the Zumba.
Yeah, but I doubt that's going to help us for tomorrow. I mean, we could.
I mean, we could. I got a few HIIT workouts we can warm up with.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably a sparring room in the gym if you guys want to go there.
Oh, yeah, there is a sparring room in the gym. Zil and I have played in there.
Let's down this mark.
We broke it in.
That's
true. You guys did go to that gym.
Sexy.
Yeah, well, it was pretty hot.
So should we down this Gobblerita and then hit the gym?
Yeah, let's do it. Cheers.
How does this taste?
To our four.
Good.
It's incredible. How much sugar do you ingest?
I don't want to drink it.
Probably not a lot.
I'm not going to drink it.
Then
it's healthy.
Yeah, I know. Then it's literally your teeth begin to scream.
It's like Mountain Dew.
I put it down. I go, this is the best thing I've ever tasted, man.
Right? We love it. We love it.
And I put my fake fingers on my teeth, try to, like, hold them in my mouth.
So your fake
Does
fingers?
One fall out?
No, she just said her fingers.
Oh.
Oh my God, her fake fingers.
Fake fingers. I put in my mouth.
She secretly has fake fingers.
Okay. All right. So there's a pitcher of Gobblerita on the table. Who's
drinking it?
I just have. I have a glass.
All right.
I like take very tiny sips to look supportive.
For no shame. I'm drinking.
I like keep drinking my beer mostly.
Yeah. So you guys sort of sit and hang out and finish up your breakfast, and then you guys are officially saying that you spend the rest of the day training. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I need to know. Is that at Dylan's gym or your gym?
Which one's closer?
They're probably equidistant, I would say.
Dylan,
you should go
you.
To Dylan's gym because yeah. I don't remember the name of your guys.
Yeah, let's go to Dylan's gym.
Great. Let's go to my gym, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, let's know a little more about Dylan.
Let's get some. That's exactly.
By the way, are you staying at Jack and Jill's net from now on?
I think I'm supposed to because of the competition, right?
Yeah, there's an extra
sweet.
Room.
Yeah, sweet, sweet.
Yeah, right. That's so fun. I've never stayed there before.
Slumber party.
I just live with my dad's.
They're so sweet at Jack and Jill's.
Yeah, seriously. You'll have a ball. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
So what brought you guys to Burnford?
Tournament?
Basically the just the tournament.
We've never been. I passed by once, but when I traveled with the circus.
It was the tournament.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, burlesque dancer, you know.
Oh, that's so fun. I've never seen a burlesque show.
Oh, I'll give you a show.
Oh
my.
in front of an audience. Wow. Yeah, in front of an audience.
Okay.
Or not. I just said Jack and Jill's.
How long did you guys live in Langdale? I haven't been there since I was 14, really.
Well, we are from Troutback. We lived in Langdale for about...
A couple days.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And it was a little bit weird. Then we took a boat and we ended up here.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I'm not technically from Troutback.
Yeah, well, I'm from Troutback, but the other two.
Yeah, and I lived there for 3 years.
Yeah, I think I surfed through Troutback like once or twice.
Did you ever go to Griana's Meats and More?
Yeah, actually, I did.
Really?
Yeah, I love meat.
Well, it's burned to the ground, so you can't go back.
So this punch card means nothing?
No. Oh, yeah, our punch card. Well, it's invalid. I was trying to think of anything else.
Strike it from your inventory.
Fucking okay. No punch card.
But, like, cool that you kept it all this time. I'm glad we had a valued customer.
I love any establishment that has a lot of meat.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Mm-hmm. I would have been glad to have you there when it was right side up.
So you guys eventually get to the GMCA, which is Dylan's gym of choice.
GMCA.
The GMCA.
Not the G-Sport?
No, it's the GMCA. Thank you for asking.
The G-Sport? The G-Spot?
Yeah, I got there.
I can't even make it. Did you know that was like a G-Spot?
Yeah, that was like a G-Spot joke.
Did you know that was like a G-Spot? Like the thing in, you know...
Mm-hmm. Let me hit the G spot. Mr. Flintstone. I'm gonna make
you guys went to the GMCA, the gym motivation curls and abs. And so you guys head on inside, and it's much more industrial than the gym you guys had previously been to. This one is it's got like three floors to it. There is no Zumba workout room. There is just a lot of equipment.
Okay,
and
no
a
Zumba
lot
here.
Of intimidating looking people.
It's a little. Drab, but there's no Zumba.
Yeah, just gray walls, just terrifying equipment. As Dylan walks in, you hear a few people go, "Oh, Dylan!
Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Tony! What's up?
Oh, it's nothing's good. You bringing guests today?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, don't worry about it. I got a guest pass for him. You bring him on in.
Yeah, thanks, man.
And so...
Come on.
Okay.
You guys are let into the back of the gym. And I need to know your guys' workout regimen. I will not make you do it all. But what regimen are you guys doing?
Learning wrestling moves.
You know? Yeah, I made an athletic character.
But first we got to warm up, right?
Yeah, we got to warm up.
And then
do some free throws.
Do some free throws. We warm up, we free throw.
All right.
We sleep. That's all we do.
Okay, so what's your warm up? What's your warm up?
I put together a little HIIT circuit. I'm using just minimal weights, only like... 30 to 50 pounds, you pick. It involves, you know, like some jump roping, some sprints.
Alrighty, everybody roll a D20.
That's not my warm-up.
Whatever. For their
That's
warm-up.
Not my warm-up. Whatever weight I see Kai doing, I'm trying to do like 10 pounds heavier.
Six.
make myself a little bit better.
I got a 27 again.
You got a 27 again. Okay, 27.
What am I rolling? Athletics?
Yes, go ahead. Athletics.
22.
You may also choose dexterity if you wish.
Oh, no. Yes.
Are you dexterous?
Still six.
Still six. Great.
Yeah, I got 22.
Great.
I mean, unless I want to do some backflips, then I'll then I'll use acrobatics.
Just do like
yeah. Can
cold
I use acrobatics? Because
yes, that's fine.
18.
Okay. If you rolled above a 20, you may now have a D4 for any of the roles you make during the tourney tomorrow. So go ahead and notate that.
Nice. Yeet, baby.
All right, so go ahead and notate that.
I'm not wrestling. Yeet.
All right, so then what is your main workout look like? Are we cardio? Are we lifting? Are we sparring? What is our...
I feel... Oh, go. You know, go for it. Go for
spar?
It.
Yeah,
we should spar probably. Yeah.
All right, who's sparring with whom?
I think we all rotate.
All right, you all rotate through.
Let's rotate some sparring.
All right, let's do some sparring matches. All right, so who's the first match coming out to the mat?
Brianna wants to spar.
I get it over with.
Yeah. All right, Brianna and Kai, you head out to the mat. Brianna and Kai, you head out to the mat.
Let's do March Madness, like it's like the losers.
Brackets.
Yeah, let's do brackets.
Yeah, brackets, okay. All right.
All right, I'm going in.
All right, let's go, Brianna.
Okay, Kai, prepare to cry.
I'm ready. Bring it.
All right.
Bring it. Tissues.
Are we using acrobatics or athletics for this?
You will be using athletics for this.
Okay.
You both need to roll attacks and add your athletics score to them.
Okay.
That's an unnatural 20.
All right. 8.
All righty.
Jesus.
All right. So, Kai, you are now officially grappled Brianna.
You now have
a hold on her. And as you are going to try and bring her to the ground, you are going to roll another strength check.
My ponytail.
And Brianna, you are going to try and roll a dexterity to escape. So whoever's is highest succeeds.
19.
Ooh, 8.
All right, so Brianna, you break free.
Oh, thank God.
And then you are back to the spar, rolling another attack.
21.
Oh, my God, I failed.
Oh, my God, Brianna, you had a grip of Kai.
I'm literally saying, oh, my God, oh, my God,
you are rolling Kai roll dexterity.
Way to go.
Brianna, roll strength.
I drank too many gobbleritas this morning.
Oh, fuck. 14.
I'm rolling dex saving throw?
Yep.
Oh, it's a 4.
14. Holy shit.
You both are doing
great. You and Kai.
All right, and with that, Brianna, you shove Kai to the ground in a pin. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, Kai, I beat you.
I go, nice, Brianna.
Yeah, you know what? Damn. Man. Okay, sick.
Wow. Don't
you
drink before.
You did so good, Brianna.
Thank you. Thank you, Dylan. Yeah. That was so kind of you to say. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you could beat me in arm wrestling now.
No, I think this was luck. You should have seen me in the last tournament. I lost away.
You did your best.
Yeah.
Right,
dude, you fucking killed
out there. I saw you fight.
Now it is Zill and Dylan's time. Zill and Dylan.
Zill and Dylan.
Zill and Dylan. You guys head out to the floor.
Hey, dude.
Brianna
hey,
and
up?
Kai's eyes are on you two in the sparring match. And it is quickly brought to a start. I need both of you to roll an attack and add your athletics as we are.
Oh, that makes me nervous.
I got a 20.
Damn, I got a 20 as well. Not natural.
Mine's natural.
Oh, okay.
All right,
so Zill gets Dylan in an initial grapple.
I need a character to be good at one thing, and she's being bad at it every time.
But your persona honestly makes you strong no matter what.
Yeah. Your soul makes you strong. Dylan, go ahead and roll a dexterity to try and escape. Roll a strength to continue to grapple.
19.
That is...
It's like 18 plus 1. I'm not very
23.
Wow.
I hate this so much.
I can't.
Mackenzie's in hell because her character's not rolling well.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I guess I'm rolling well.
I know you are. Jeez.
I made her to be good.
I'm just rolling so. Zill has a 5 in athletics.
I have an 8
in athletics.
Yeah, because I have an 8 in athletics as well, but I just had to roll dex, which I'm not good at. Like, had I rolled for athletics, I would have a 26. So.
All right.
Shit.
Well, with that. the two buff people are knocked out as Dylan is pinned to the ground.
I'd be happy to beat you again at another time.
I don't like this, man. I'm not going to lie.
You're just having, like, meeting people nerves.
I'm a little nervous.
Hey, Dylan.
Yeah. It must have been the gobbleritas.
Dylan, I think it was, like, the gobbleritas. Also, like, we just met. Like, we know how strong you are. Like, we know. We have
I know,
a feeling.
I get it. I put my head on my hands. My muscles, like, like, insane. I'm like, dude, I'm just nervous, I guess.
I go and, like, do the same and kind of compare biceps. Yeah. Go, same.
Dylan's is bigger.
I'm in hell.
No.
Yes.
We both have the same strength.
Come on. My shoulders are bigger, though. Can my shoulders be bigger?
Your shoulders are bigger, but her biceps are larger.
That's fine.
Okay. Agreement settled.
We even we even each other out?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I actually just did discover that my family were beast slayers, so...
That is the coolest thing, dude.
Yeah, this kind of makes sense that I'm good at this, I guess. I don't know.
All right, so Griana and Zil step out onto the mat to begin the final sparring match.
Naya. Are the losers don't get to do anything?
Oh, you're right. The losers would get to go first, right? Because they would announce the winners. You're right,
Well,
McKenzie.
No, if it's bracket, they're knocked out.
Well, no, you fight to see who the loserest loser is.
Yeah. I don't think that's how that works.
That happens in
March Madness.
Yes. That happens in middle school sports, though, and that's what I have the most experience with.
That's definitely what we're basing this off of.
I played middle school sports, and that never happened.
Well, let's
I played
losers
in my middle school, that never happened.
It happened in my middle school.
Well, I want to know who the biggest loser is.
Well, I'm from the north suburbs.
So guess what?
So we're doing it.
I get to make it happen.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
My God.
All right,
the north suburbs versus the south suburbs.
Kai and Dylan step out onto the floor to do the loser poll, the
good
loser
luck.
Comp.
Good
so
luck,
they step
Kai.
Out in the sparring.
Yeah, good. You too, Dylan.
Yeah,
good luck.
I
go and like do a little slap on the back.
Slap right back.
On the back.
Your hand hurt because it was rock.
What?
Your hand hurts. You hit a bunch of amethyst crystals on her body.
Oh, shit.
Whoa, I like the color purple.
Whoopi Goldberg is amazing. I shout that.
Oh, my God.
All right. Make your rolls.
She's an EGOT, you know.
Yeah. Oh, wait. We got the same thing. Sure. I got 22. We rolled the same natural number, so I assume.
We did. We rolled the same natural number, but I got 19. You got 22.
Oh, you're athletic.
All right.
I thought it was athletics, right?
Athletics, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I have a +5.
Oh, wow. Yeah, 22.
All right, so you are grappled, Kai, and Dylan goes to pin you to the ground. I need Dylan to roll a athletics and Kai to roll a dexterity check to try and get out.
Basic math is so hard.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be 19.
21.
All right,
Damn.
Kai, you are pinned to the ground yet again, and what is a devastating moral blow.
Holy.
As the usually strongest member of the
it's
team
like that thing in
hits
Lion
the
King.
Bottom of the loser's bracket.
I've never seen the
Lion King. Ooh.
As Kai, you settle firmly in last place.
I whisper and I say, do you want to pretend to win?
No. Oh, my God. No. I play fair, dude.
Okay, I just wanted to ask.
It's sweet of you to ask, but no, fair
these
game.
These are your friends. I don't want you to look bad or
oh,
anything.
They're fine. They've seen me drown in shit streams and stuff.
Fell in
what?
Yeah, it's a story for another time.
I want to know that story at some point, man.
And Zil shit her pants once.
I did shit my fucking pants.
Dude, everybody shits their pants sometimes. You know?
At least you didn't drown in shit.
All right.
I don't leave.
All right. So, and then it is time for the championship. So, Griana and Zil, you head out to these, which I cannot believe that
Griana.
This is how this shook out.
I cannot either. I'm so confused.
Yeah, we're both
Griana,
like,
I want to say good luck.
Hey, Zil, I want to say best of luck.
I know I got really mad the last time
Yeah,
we
I'm honestly pretty nervous because last time, like, that I beat you, you got really mad at me.
You know, I have a better spirit now. I've chilled the fuck out.
Okay. Okay. Well, I've amped the fuck up.
All right, everybody, roll athletics.
Well, I got a 27.
Oh my God.
She did you critically fail?
How
all
are
right.
you rolling? What
all
is
right.
your dice?
In
what
one swing, Zil pretty much picks Griana up, which is
me?
A feat within itself, and then body slams Griana to the ground.
Are you juicing, Zil?
I'm juicing on life, girl.
I don't think you guys need me, man. I think you guys are doing pretty great.
No, we
great.
Need you.
Zil, you may now take a D8 to add to any one of your rolls. During tomorrow's tourney.
So fucking who wants to go again?
I'll go.
Yeah.
All right, Kai steps out. Kai steps out.
Let's fucking go, Kai.
The
wait, can we two against
one?
Yeah, back
hurts. Can we two against
let's
one?
Fucking go.
Yeah. So I just step to the side because the wind is knocked out of me. No
Join
one
me,
seems
Dylan.
To care.
Yeah, let's fucking do this, man.
Here You're tag teaming me? Can I roll two attacks then?
Yeah, I'm
no.
just gonna sit out.
No, you
just
have to roll
one,
but
one.
Their composite score is going to be what you face. I'm gonna choose the average.
I didn't do good, so you're okay.
Well, I got a 24.
My God, I got an 8.
Wait, I also rolled 3. I got
24.
11.
24, bitch.
11.
You honestly,
what?
It's hard
That's
to beat two
God.
People at wrestling.
That's
but you,
God.
I've never seen
you
look What did you do?
What did you do to your dice?
I didn't have to make it. Yeah, you. I didn't have to make a tank at all. I should have made another caster.
I'm the fucking strongest now.
No. Okay. Oh, come on. You have one good day.
Okay, my strength is 20, baby.
Okay, that doesn't mean anything.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, wait. My strength is 20.
It's all about the rolls, baby. And I got those rolls, baby.
What did you are? What are you? I can't see your dice. I don't trust them.
They're loaded. I demand a recount.
Loaded, baby.
Yeah,
that was a lot. Look at my stats, please.
All right, so you
both of them in one fucking arm. I just fucking ran
out.
I
don't think you pin both of them.
That's physically impossible.
Come on. Didn't roll a natural 20, so.
So you're not the DM. This is biased.
You didn't roll a natural 20, right?
No, but it's fun.
I'm dead.
But it would be fun. They rolled 8. They rolled so low compared
to
me.
They add their scores. They add their scores.
No, you said the median.
Of their scores together, which is an 11 and a...
11 and an 8.
So that would be a 9.
Yeah, and I got a 24.
Which means that you have grappled them. So they're going to roll dexterities to get out, and you're going to roll an athletics again to pin.
10.
Yeah, 6.
I guess there has to be some leg action involved as well.
Do you want
to
know what I got?
What did you get?
27.
All right.
I don't trust it. Throw that dice away.
Which one did you use?
I've never seen
I'm using my rainbow dice.
I'm stressed. I'm rolling so bad.
You look like you just smoked crack.
Yeah, you look insane.
This never happens. I miss fighting, okay?
All right. So with an act of amazement and dexterous, I think of Black Widow in the Avengers, just a lot of very quick action against some big lumbering opponents. You do some leg at work. There's a lot of aerial movement for you. but somehow, some way, Zil manages to pin you both to the mat.
And I turn to Kai and I say, I will not lie, my dude, my pride is shot.
Dude,
Wow, this is...
I really should not have gotten a pitcher of margarita gobbleritas.
How many eggs a day do you eat, man?
That's a good question. However many the fuck I want.
I walk out from throwing up in the bathroom. Oh, my God. Zil, did you just win again?
I just fucking won again.
Are you guys okay?
No, man. I just, like, I gotta emotionally bounce back.
Honestly, I'm kind of offended now.
Why?
That's kind of rude.
Whoa, man.
That me beating you offends you.
Because I'm not used to losing, man. I will not lie.
Don't take it personally.
You said you were offended too.
I don't know you.
I never said the words offended. I said pride is a little shot. That's a personal problem.
Hey. Zil, let's remember when you got mad at me for winning. Now you're mad at them for losing.
I know, but the reasoning's different.
No.
Hey. All I'm saying is I just met you. I'm used to being the strongest person, and I guess sometimes... I don't know. I forget that big things come in small packages.
I think the strongest thing somebody can do sometimes is to admit that they have a weakness.
You know, I'd rather eat my armor than admit I'm wrong, man.
That's fine.
I go get a drink from the water fountain.
All right, you go drink some water. And then you guys continue with intense, albeit a rather emotionally stunted workouts from here on out. The tensity in the room seemed to have increased a little bit. But you guys do work. You work out. If you've taken your bonuses, you take your bonuses and please remember them. But you spend until probably close to sunset working out, the four of you. And then you eventually begin to call it